Chuck Garfine, who you see on NBC Sports Chicago pregame and postgame with the White Sox, and trying to control Ozzie Guillen. Not an easy job. Congratulations on the work you're doing, Chuck. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be with you on your show. Appreciate it.
And let's talk first about your days at Homewood Flossmoor High School, where I'm sure they have a statue of you up by now, don't they?
Well, if they had a statue for me, they'd also have to have a statue for Jason Benetti and what we like to call the WHFH Mafia. There are many of us alums who have gone through the broadcasting program, from Lawrence Holmes to Ben Bradley to Scott Merkin of MLB.com, who covers the White Sox as well. We got our training there.
Yes.
Shout out to everyone in the south suburbs, Chicago.
Yeah.
Homewood Flossmoor area.
And I guess you got your injection of Sox blood over there too, didn't you?
Well, I got that. I got that from my dad and my grandfather. They watched Sox games all the time. My grandfather took me to the 1983 All-Star Game at Comiskey Park. He took me to New York City to watch a White Sox-Yankees game in 1985 that just so happened to be the game that Tom Seaver won his 300th career game.
Nice.
It's deep in my blood, and if you would have told young Chuck Garfine at the age of, ages between 7 and 14 that I'd be doing this for a living, I would have said I won the life jackpot. I pinch myself all the time I get to do this for a living.
Yeah, it's got to be a thrill for you to do that. And I like how the Tribune referred to you as the designated shrink for Ozzie Guillen. That's kind of what you have to do. And Frank's not that hard to control, Frank Thomas, but really Ozzie, that's how you earn your paycheck, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Ozzie was made, he was made to play the game. He was made to be a manager in this game. And if there was anything else that he was made to do on this earth, it would be to be on television. And
yeah.
He has been just incredible to work with. I learned so much watching the games with him and then just being on TV with him. You never know what he's going to say. And we have a rough rundown of a postgame show, which is always, I like to describe the postgame show as an amoeba, because as the game is going on, that postgame show is always changing depending on what happens in the game. And even after the final out, and we have a general idea of what we're going to do, I'm going to say we, it's mainly the producer and me. It's not so much Ozzie, he's just more reacting to what I'm saying, but he has input and things he wants to talk about. But at the same time, once the show starts, I'm really listening to what he says, and that can send the show in a million different directions, and I love the high-wire act of that, and Ozzie on the air is a high-wire act for sure.
First of all, it's a kick in the teeth to me to hear Chuck talk about those two games as being life-changing moments when he was a kid, because I covered both those events, the 83 All-Star Game and Tom Seaver's 300th. But So, Chuck, I have to wonder what you were thinking as you watched the ninth inning of that game last Thursday and what you and Ozzie were going to say.
Okay, what was that game?
That was the 21-5. Yeah.
Oh,
he tried to put that out of his mind already,
yeah,
Dave.
I don't blame you for that.
Well, I mean, there have been so many crazy games. So that one, I mean, you know what? That's the thing about this season, is that there have been very few good losses. And what I mean by good losses, where the White Sox, like, you know, they played a good game and they lost. The losses are just crushers. And when you lose 21-5, I mean, I'm like, am I covering a Bears game? Like, what's going on with this team? When things go sideways this year, for whatever reason, they go really sideways. So, you know, we were just like, I think what I've been kind of, this is kind of taking on a life of its own, where I think Frank actually came up with this word for me, or it might have been Gordon Beckham. Sometimes when I get upset about a game, I get salty. So I'm now, my nickname's Salty Chuck. And I wasn't salty after that game. I was just numb. I was just like, what just happened? They just gave up 21 runs the feeling after the first two games of that series was euphoria for White Sox fans because they had just won five in a row. They won two straight against the Astros, and you're thinking, this is finally the turnaround for the season. And then they lose actually a very close game in game three of that series, and then 21-5. They're like, well, what just happened with this team? Then they lose another heartbreaker in Cleveland. So this has been one giant roller coaster. I feel like I've been at Great America since April, and I can't get off the roller coaster. It keeps going up and down and up and down and up and down. And when it goes up, like Saturday's win with Johnny Cueto on the mound, the highs have been really high. There have been some great games,
yep.
But the lows are like we're digging this team into to China. Like that's how low it goes. So Sox fans probably need some. Something to ease their stomach, like Pepto-Bismol or Tums, because it's been tough to stomach at times.
Well, Bob mentioned that you were Ozzie's therapist, but I think it was the other way around a couple of weeks ago where you had Dr. Ozzie.
Yeah, he's yes. A shrink, too, sometimes.
Yeah, so how'd you come up with that?
Yeah, well, it's never good when I'm considered the White Sox fans' therapist, and I need therapy. So how this happened was we were on a post-game show, and I said something to the effect of, boy, I need a therapist or, you know, to get through this, some of these losses. And I get off the set, and our director, Lou, says, you should come on the air for the postgame show tomorrow like you're on the couch, like you're it's therapy. And I'm like, well, that's a great idea. But I didn't want it to be after the postgame show, because what if the White Sox win? We can't do it after a postgame show and they win, and I need therapy. So we did it on the pregame show the next day. Now, we didn't rehearse this. We just kind of said, hey, let's just do this. And when you do something like this, you kind of want to tape it. Well, because of studio issues, we just didn't have the time to tape it. So we did that without rehearsing, and with like 3 minutes or 4 minutes left in the show, we did that live. And we were really like, I'm like, is this going to work? And normally I'm someone who likes to see where things are going. I like to look at the monitor to see how things are looking. And I had to give all that up because I'm lying on the couch and I'm just looking straight up into the ceiling. I'm going, is this working? I had no feel of whether that segment was working or not. And sure enough, it did. And I mean, Ozzie, my mom is, she's retired now, but she was a school psychologist in the Chicago Public School Districts for years. So she knows a little bit about therapy. And she said to me that Ozzie did a great job as an amateur therapist. But to be honest with you, if you're a manager and a successful manager, you're kind of a therapist for white players.
Yeah.
So Ozzie has a good understanding of the mentality of just everybody and what getting into the mind of someone, and he certainly did that with me.
It's an entertaining broadcast, Chuck Garfine and the White Sox pregame, postgame on NBC Sports Chicago. That's why even this Cub fan enjoys watching. Chuck, thank you very much, and I'll let you get to work. Afternoon game today. Go get them.
Actually, we've got a night game. I think if it's an afternoon game, I got to...
Oh, I thought. Why did I think they were playing this afternoon?
It's a makeup game in Kansas City, isn't it? At 1:10.
Yeah, it's a makeup game. I think it's 7:10 tonight.
Uh-oh. We better check that. Somebody had it listed as 1:10. I'm sure Chuck will figure it out, though.
I would think Chuck would know.
Or else there'll be a lot of dead air. All right, Chuck, good talking to you. Thanks for the time today.
Well, you know what? If it is 1:10, I got to get going into work soon.
All right. We'll follow up.